Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Fridge Air Purifier. Extend the life of your food and get rid of those bad odors for good. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and save $10 with code HOWIEFRESH.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So today I announce a new approach, which we're calling the Key to NYC Pass.
Okay, that sounds like it could be bad. Okay.
This is a miraculous place, literally full of wonders. And if you're vaccinated, all that's going to open up to you. You'll have the key. You can open the door. But if you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things.
Nothing good has ever come out of New York City.
And for that, I apologize.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I do kiss people on the forehead. I do kiss people on the cheek. I do kiss people on the hand.
I must tell you, that seems a little inappropriate.
I do embrace people. I do hug people.
What? Could I have a hug?
No.
Give me a hug.
No way.
Come here.
I'm not coming over there.
Let's go.
Forget it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
And I thought we were going to be talking today just about the vaccine passports in New York City, which we'll get to. And
that wasn't enough. We needed everything else on top of that.
I mean, that's amazing enough, the vaccine passports. You can't go into it. De Blasio, he's a lame duck, says you're not going to be able to, at some future date, not going to be able to go into a restaurant or a grocery store unless you have a vaccine passport. So in other words, 69% of black people in New York City are not going to be able to go into restaurants or supermarkets, I guess. And 53% of Latinos and a huge percentage of whites and Asians. This should be great for getting everybody back to work in New York City. But, you know, but about less than an hour, I guess, after de Blasio made this crazy announcement, the mayor of New York City, The Attorney General of New York stepped forward, Letitia Jones. She's only there because another New York Democrat, proud liberal from the city, a guy named Schneiderman, was caught being a perv. So she's in there. And now she has this scathing report on Andrew Cuomo, the three-term governor, who is married to a Kennedy. It hasn't been a great week for Kennedy liegeman. You know, first McCarrick, the cardinal, gets indicted last week for allegedly molesting a kid at Wellesley College in 1974. And now the former in-law is basically brought low by this amazing report with 11 women. Their testimony was corroborated by the attorney general's outside lawyers, who were pretty impressive, I must say, at the podium. And of course, yes, she wants to run for governor next year, and she has to move him aside. But still, you know, it was pretty amazing, the stuff they came out with. And the one thing that I really am now awaiting an email from the president of the United States. And if he were on Twitter, we already would have heard about this, I'm sure. But when the first person, Boylan, now, he really liked Boylan. Or no, excuse me, Bennett was the one. I was going to say he liked Boylan. He compared her to Daisy Duke, but he compared Charlotte Bennett to Daisy Duke. You know, dating himself a little bit, but Daisy Duke, I remember her well from the days of the Dukes.
Just a good old boy.
And she was a good old girl.
Never meaning no harm.
Yes, sir.
Be told you never saw, been in trouble with the law since.
Yes,
sir.
So when she stepped forward, she was the first one to step forward. She was running for, borough president in Manhattan. I guess she didn't win. I'd forgotten all about her. But when she stepped forward, according to the lawyers, the inner circle came forward and decided to run a dirty tricks operation against Lindsay Boylan when she came forward last year. And I just want you to hear who they decided to blame it on. Cut 23.
The letter attacked Ms. Boylan for alleged conduct at work, for alleged conduct with men other than the governor, as well as postulating various political conspiracies, including that Ms. Boylan was funded by far-right Republicans and supporters of Donald Trump.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Dun, dun, dun! That doesn't even work, though. You could ask Harvey Weinstein, but the problem is you can't unless he wants to call you from his prison where he is. Because remember that when he got busted, he said, I'm gonna make a movie about Donald Trump. And he thought everyone would say, oh, that's great. You can come out of detention. But it turns out he went to prison. So that was their out. They thought if they could just get Lindsay Boylan, she's working for Donald Trump. Wow. Unbelievable. It's not unbelievable, but it's amazing that this is how dirty they were. And so, so this is it. They have a letter now. They've drafted a letter that says Lindsay Boylan is an agent provocateur of the Trump campaign.
Boylan could sound a little Russian. Yes, operative Lindsay Boylan.
Lindsay and Natasha Boylan. And so this is what happened next. This is the lawyer, Annie Clark, who worked as an investigator here. Cut 24.
The governor was arguing for the release of that letter. He was finally convinced to abandon it by a number of people who thought the letter was a bad idea, in part because what was in the letter couldn't be substantiated, and because they thought that victim shaming would be bad as a strategy.
Isn't that amazing that he thought that was a good idea? But he's the guy who allegedly came up with the anti-gay slogan about Ed Koch, the mayor of New York, when he was running against the old man, Mario Cuomo, back in, I think, 1982. So this is amazing that they would try to blame Donald Trump for it. So then there's another one that was involved. This was a new one to me. There was a state trooper, a female state trooper. I knew about the male state trooper that started going out with his daughter, and he transferred the guy up to the Canadian border to break up the romance. But there was a female state trooper on his security detail, and he developed this habit of touching her. And the thing was, there were witnesses, apparently, according to these people, the June Kim, the male who was at the press conference, he's a former federal prosecutor. And this Annie Clark seems to be a pretty good lawyer, too. I think they have their ducks in a row with this stuff. So they said they're witnesses to the state trooper being Cuomo put his fingers down her back, and then he rubbed his hand right above her private parts. Pretty amazing stuff. And he comes out and he denied it. There are witnesses, and he must have heard the press conference, and he denies what they have witnesses to back up. It's one thing when, you know, the 25-year-old woman, like a secretary that he had sent up to his chambers, his private chambers in the executive mansion that where he lives in Albany. And then he apparently groped her breast, but that's a, he said, she said, there's no witnesses there. So he denied that up and down, which, you know, you would only expect in these kind of situations. But when you deny something where they're witnesses, it's just really amazing that he would do something like this. I guess my takeaway is he's even dumber than I thought he was. And, you know, I never had a great amount of admiration or awe of his intelligence. Unfortunately, this would be the day that our second TV clunks out on us. So I was planning to do Fox on one side and CNN on the other side. So I could see how CNN is going to cover this. I'm sure it's going to be 24/7, you know, but no, we don't have any CNN, but I'm sure we'll find out as the afternoon goes on. 844-500-4242. So let's, so As Cuomo is touching everything but the third rail, they decide to put a new policy in place here. Cut number 21.
They simply moved Ms. Bennett and instituted a policy of not having a junior staffer be alone with the governor. And even that, they said, was to protect the governor.
Wow. Cut number 19.
Employees recounted a pattern of similarly offensive comments and conversations, such as the governor repeatedly asking executive assistant number one whether she would cheat on her husband, saying to her, "If you were single, the things I would do to you."
Wow. Just, they think they can get away with anything because they're Democrats. That's what it boils down to. Because look who's the president of the United States. Look who used to be the president of the United States. Bill Clinton. Look who used to be the vice president of the United States. Al Gore. Al Franken. John Edwards. All of them. They've all gotten away with it. Anthony Weiner from New York City. Eric Schneiderman, the former attorney general. Look what he got away. He used to call his girlfriend, who was a third world woman, his brown slave. And he got away with it. They always get away with it. Look at his in-law. Look at Cuomo's in-laws. Ted Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Jack Kennedy, Joe Kennedy. All of them got away with it. We'll take some calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. I watched CNN after the Cuomo press conference, says 978. Let me just say, when you've lost CNN, it's time to go. You think they really lost him? What a day to lose CNN. Oh, this always happens. Eden Pure has done it again. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. One user writes, "Very surprised at how well the small units work. Noticed the difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-pack and I'm happy I did." And now you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase with the 3-pack. You can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is that you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com. Click my name and use code word Howie3. The 3-pack special ends this week. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
Can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
Acting in self-defense shouldn't mean you have to kill someone. When defending my life and my family's, our survival is my number one priority. Thanks to Taser, I'm ready. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at taser.com/Howie, spelled TASER.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you ever provide a vaccination passport in order to enter a restaurant?
No, I would not.
87% say no.
Boy, and I assume a lot of that 87% has got vaccinated, could conceivably get a vaccination passport if they wanted to. I think business at the New York City restaurants is going to be way down between all the people who haven't gotten vaccinations and all the people who are offended by this whole process, which I think is a large percentage. Before we go to the phone lines, I just want to play the cuts about about what was said about Cuomo and the female trooper on his detail. Cut, this again, Annie Clark, a She's a special counsel appointed by the Attorney General of New York State to investigate one of the two. Cut 11.
The governor also several times inappropriately touched a state trooper assigned to the unit to protect the governor. In an elevator, while standing behind the trooper, he ran his finger from her neck down her spine and said, "Hey, you."
Hey, you. Yeah, baby. Cut 13.
Another time, she was standing holding the door open for the governor. As he passed, he took his open hand and ran it across her stomach from her belly button to where the hip where she keeps her gun. She told us that she felt completely violated to have the governor touch her, as she put it, between her chest and her privates.
Wow. It's just amazing. You know, if I know there are attractive looking female police officers, but to touch one that's in uniform, that's carrying a gun, talk about a sense of entitlement and privilege. Talk about being a pig. And they said Donald Trump was bad. And their only defense is, these dames were paid off by Trump people. Yeah, they'll buy that. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
Howie, I wonder if this trooper will get treated like Ballsy Ford, you know, a hero going out. I mean,
you know, that's an excellent, that's a good question, George. How will she be treated? Or Anita Hill, for that matter.
Yeah, you know, and again, they had to make stuff up about, you know, Kavanaugh. But the interesting thing about this, you know, again, another example of hypocrisy is, you remember Kamala Harris. She was on the stage in the debate stage saying she believed the women who accused Joe Biden. Where's
right.
Kamala Harris today? So you know, this whole women's movement is just a left wing group. They don't stand for anything, because if they're silent, if they sit on their hands on this one, then we know they're absolutely just a tool for the left. And they've just never gotten over the fact that Trump got away with saying what he said with that, that reporter. You know, you remember what he said. And it didn't cost him the election. I still think this is all payback for that.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's interesting, though, that you say that about the women. Some of the women have stepped forward in New York State. Letitia James, the attorney general, obviously. But the woman who seems most strident today in New York politics is Elise Stefanik, and she's a Republican congresswoman from Saratoga Springs. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So they also mentioned with Lindsay Boylan that, that she had, relationships with other guys on the staff. So not only were they blaming Donald Trump, they were also going back to the famous Bill Clinton defense as called nuts and sluts.
Yeah.
So, that's... As James Carr was, it's amazing what happens when y'all drag a $100 bill through a trailer park. So they were doing that. They were doing that crap too.
Yeah.
I mean, they were everything that they weren't supposed to do, and everything that was supposedly shocking.
They were shaming her for her relationships.
Right. Yeah. And somebody says, what are the women's groups going to do now that one of the people who was groped was a police officer? I have another question that was raised by that text. What are the unions going to do? What is the state police union going to do about that? I'll bet they got a pretty powerful union, just like the State Police Association of Massachusetts, SPAM. You know, they fight all this stuff. I mean, this is a case where they actually have right on their side.
It's just amazing when you listen to him talk and he's speaking so slowly as if he's doing us a favor by explaining it to us. Like, we don't understand. we're too stupid to understand. He didn't do anything wrong. And how you'll notice, he becomes the hero, especially when he's talking about Charlotte Bennett, who was the, she worked for Cuomo, and she, when she started with them, she told them that she was a sexual assault survivor. And he used that, according to her, as like this weird mind game of talking to her about her sexual past. And then he tried to say, well, no, I only asked her those questions because I know a sexual assault survivor. So I'm really sympathetic to it.
Why did I even engage with her? That is the obvious and fair question, and one I have thought a lot about.
A lot about.
The truth is that her story resonated deeply with me.
Oh, God.
I had heard the same story before, with the same ugliness, the same injustice.
Howie, do you think Ted Kennedy, if he were alive, would be saying, this is not going well? I've done apologies on the air, and this is not.
I'm your wife's uncle, and you know, sometimes you can overdo it. Like, remember the neck brace after the accident? That was a bridge too far.
But at least back then, when Democrats, messed up, they tried to act contrite.
Right. Remorseful.
Remorseful. He's doubling down. He's like, no. I should be getting more awards.
Remember when Bill Clinton got caught and he said, I've been consulting with my spiritual advisor, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, in between him going out to visit his here love child in Los Angeles. But
Howie, to be fair, Andrew Cuomo was consulting with someone.
He was. That's why I'm setting it up. Cut 50.
And I've brought in an expert to design a new sexual harassment policy and procedures, and to train the whole team, myself included. I accept responsibility, and we are making changes.
Hey, exploit, how come you're dumping all that saltpeter into my water?
Ew. I want to have the saltpeter conversation. It always grosses me out. Can I just say that?
I spent too much time in an all-male environment, Grace. I can't get saltpeter out of my mind.
But Howie, do you think that bringing in an expert in the situation gives you kind of carte blanche to do whatever you want? It's like bringing a COVID coordinator into a party of 700 people. All you need is to have that expert there and you can do whatever you want. And who is the expert? That's what I want to know. It could be his brother, Chris Cuomo, because according to reports, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo got confidential New York State intel, wrote response to his brother's accuser.
I want to know, have we ever seen Andrew Cuomo's expert and Barack Obama's COVID coordinator in the same room?
I want to know if when Barack Obama announced that he was going to have a COVID coordinator at his party, if Dr. Fauci was upset that he was not asked to take on that job. Because have you ever heard of a more perfect job for Dr. Fauci? He would get some media play. He'd be with celebrities. He'd also be important. He'd be the coordinator. It's a perfect job for him. Why did he get passed over? Who could do it better?
Yeah, and then when he tried to test them, they'd go, do you know who I am? And he would go, do you know who I am?
I'm the droplet guy.
Yeah, and then,
do you know who I am?
This was another part, one of my favorite parts of Cuomo, is when he begins to critique the layout. Again, he's showing his Kennedy roots here. Because, you know, Jack Kennedy, when they were going to break the story of Ted Kennedy cheating at Harvard, he negotiated where they were going to play that. They drew up the front page of the Globe together, and he said, it can't be more than two columns headline, and it's got to be below the fold. So now Cuomo is doing his own critique of the front page of the New York Times rather than the Boston Globe, cut 43.
The New York Times published a front page picture of me touching a woman's face at a wedding and then kissing her on the cheek. That is not front page news. I've been making the same gesture in public all my life.
Howie, he played. So when this was originally playing during my show.
I know, I saw it.
And I thought, I was like, oh, I actually made a compliment. I gave Fox News a compliment. I said, oh, this is great. While he's talking, Fox News has compiled all of these photos of him kissing people and manhandling their faces. I'm like, good for Fox. You know, the graphics team's really stepping it up. No. Cuomo's team put together the slideshow of him slobbering over people's faces,
like
men and women alike.
Like De Niro. Like there's some connection between Robert De Niro, an 80-year-old famous actor, and this 25-year-old girl who works in Albany, and she's a secretary.
But he's also, his defense was, I'm not just a creep with these 8 or 9 women. I'm a creep with everyone. So I don't discriminate my perviness. I don't think it worked, though. I get a feeling that it didn't.
And for that, I apologize. Another woman stated that I kissed her on the forehead at our Christmas party and that I said, ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella.
Now, I don't remember doing it, but I'm sure that I did. I do kiss people on the forehead. I do kiss people on the cheek. I do kiss people on the hand. I do embrace people. I do hug people, men and women.
He's so Michael Scott during this whole thing. This reminds me of the episode where Michael ran over Meredith with his car, and he's like, sue me. I do it.
Remember how many people died in the nursing homes? And just as you hear this next cut, they think, is this really appropriate for someone who killed all these people by putting them into nursing homes when he could have sent them to the hospital boat in the Hudson River or to the Javits Center? Cut 51.
My office is no typical 9-to-5 government office, and I don't want it to be. The stakes we deal with are very high, sometimes even life and death.
Yeah.
Mostly death, not too much life.
Unfortunately, for a lot of people, they learned that the hard way. They learned about the 9-to-5 that Cuomo has. Howie, I just wanted to...
After you work 12, 13 hours a day, you're entitled to a cup of feel. Capiche?
I just wanted to play...
Over here.
One last thing here before I go. Actually, no, I want to play 2 if I can, because I know you're going to be very Cuomo heavy today, so I just want to break it up here for a second. Jen Psaki was asked a really good question by a reporter today about, which I know... That's not something you typically expect. And it wasn't Peter Ducey, which, again, surprising. But a reporter asked about the high immigration numbers because a long time she kept citing that it's seasonal. And that excuse is wearing thin. So she's asked about it. And keep in mind, this is what she blames it on, cut 21.
What is your current assessment for why we're seeing these numbers go well into a very hot summer?
We've said that was one of the factors, and it is typically one of the factors seasonally. We saw a big uptick in the spring, which you see every other year or so. I will say there's a range of factors which are happening in these countries where individuals are leaving from. Economic challenges, weather challenges, crime, and that is all. Those are also, of course, drivers of people of all ages trying to leave their country.
By the way, Howie, I noticed that she says weather, which I thought you'd appreciate. But another thing I wanted to say is, if you don't mind, the next cut I'm about to play could definitely be a Wizard of Oz cut, because I think this immigration issue is getting out of hand for them, obviously.
Yeah.
And she's getting nervous now when she answers these questions because the Oz are crazy. Cut 22.
That's one of the reasons the vice president has been so focused at the president's asking on addressing these root causes. That's a long-term challenge and will require a long-term solution. She laid out some significant steps forward last week, and that is going to continue to be something she is working on. But I will note that even with the uptick we've seen over the last several months, as we've noted, Title 42 remains in place for health reasons. We also have made great progress in moving people through Border Patrol facilities, especially, of course, children, and getting them into places where they can be treated with safety safely.
I counted 13 uhs and ums.
Very good.
But ums are different. You know, in some cases.
And lastly, Howie, before I go, this is just some good news that I think people will enjoy. Her name is Tamara Mencha, and she won the gold in female wrestling. and they were asking her a question. A reporter was asking her a question, and she was draped in the American flag. And this reporter asked her how it feels to have the American flag around her shoulders. And I think her answer probably was making the reporters panic because it was so pro-America. But I think the audience will enjoy it. Cut 23.
That American flag around your shoulders looks pretty good. How does that feel to represent your country like this?
It feels amazing. I love representing the U.S. I freaking love living there. I love it. And I'm so happy I get to represent USA. Love it.
Well said. Congratulations.
The reporter's like, cut the feed. Cut the feed.
Yeah.
This is not going to go over well.
What's her name?
Tamara Mencia.
Tamara.
Tamara, I'm
Tamara,
sorry.
Tamara, don't even think about trying out for the U.S. female soccer team.
Yeah, no. They would not be happy with that response. That is it for me, Howie. Over and out.
Thank you. Thank you, Grace. And we will continue with these amazing sound cuts from the press conference today in New York with the Attorney General and then the governor's response. Amazing stuff. Protecting my family is my number one priority, but I want to do it safely. Taser believes that safer self-defense is better self-defense. Taser's line of non-lethal self-protection devices are small and lightweight enough to carry with you or in your glove compartment or purse. Yet they're powerful enough to incapacitate an attacker. Guns carry unnecessary risks for you and those around you. Even pepper spray can be dangerous and ineffective. Taser products are safer and easy to use. They use an electrical charge to immobilize attackers for up to 30 seconds, allowing you time to escape and send emergency dispatch to your GPS location. More than 237,000 lives have been saved with the Taser network of devices. Protect yourself and your family with Taser's line of smart self-defense products. Taser devices are available without a permit in most U.S. states. Get Taser Pulse Plus or Taser Strike Light at Taser.com with promo code Howie. Save 15% now at Taser.com, promo code Howie. Spelled TASER.com, promo code Howie. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
Exemplifies. After the Me Too movement, they did absolutely nothing when it came to sexual harassment. They have always diminished the charges of women. Always, consistent, and they're doing it again. To cheapen or ridicule the pain a woman suffers from a sexual attack is disgusting. Sexist and disgusting. To second guess how a woman should have acted after a sexual attack is sexist and disgusting.
Sexist and disgusting. He was talking about Brett Kavanaugh, of course. That was 3 years ago. And a lot of these things that he's accused of, these assaults and gropings and feelings, just grabbing, they're post-Brett Kavanaugh. So he's talking about the disgusting, and he's doing the same thing. And he doesn't think he's ever going to be called on it because he's a Democrat. Why should he think he was going to be called on it? Why did Carlos Danger think, or Elliot Spitzer, or Eric Schneiderman, or David Patterson, the governor for that matter, the blind governor who succeeded Spitzer? He was running around. He wasn't as bad as the other ones I just mentioned, but he was pretty bad in his own way. Officer Mark says, Howie, what's the over-under that Cuomo begins toting a Bible around like Bill Clinton did? Well, and one of the VIPs here just said, I think he needs a dog, too. He needs a dog and a Bible. The Bible under his left hand and the dog under his right hand, I guess.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, the troopers should have used their taser. Hey, Taylor, have we heard from AOC? Nope. But
she's too busy. She's too busy. She's still down on the steps protesting the end of the moratorium, the end of the moratorium on evictions. That's her big thing.
Yeah, about 2 months ago, I told my sister, my daughters, and Grace to stay out of Albany. I'm glad they listened.
Yeah. So Albany's a pretty bad. I mean, I always think of the State House as being a pretty bad place in Boston, but Albany may be worse. They've had a bunch of speakers and majority leaders and just rank and file reps go down, probably even more than in Massachusetts. Thanks for the call, Lee. Cousin Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cousin Dave.
Hey, Howie. How you doing? I was wondering if you heard the new CDC study that shows that 74% of people infected in Massachusetts COVID outbreak were fully vaccinated.
Right. That was in that was the one in Provincetown. Yes, exactly. You know what? The number that interested me more there was that they said there were 900 that were tested positive, so they were quote unquote cases. The most one of those meaningless words, as we've all discovered in the last year and a half. And of the 900 that tested positive, seven had to go to the hospital. Seven. No one died. And yet, that was one of the things they used to promote that panic porn in the Washington Post and the New York Times last Thursday night that was so bad, so over the top, that even the Biden people had to say, you know, hey, you know, can you turn down the volume a little bit? I mean, it's crazy. And now, it's also been a pretext for all these teachers' unions to come out and say, we need to mask everybody. No kids have died, but we need to mask everybody, meaning we need to take another year off for our members need another year off. And in the meantime, Barack Obama, where is the media outcry about this party on Martha's Vineyard? 500 billionaires coming down? 500 billionaires coming down on 480 jets, private jets. Taylor was saying, well, maybe I should go down there on Saturday and I'll see some of the people going to the party on the ferry. I don't think so, Taylor. I just don't think so. I think you're underestimating the beautifulness
of
the beautiful people.
The airports on the Vineyard are going to be overloaded. They're going to fly into New Bedford and take the ferry.
With the hoi polloi? I don't think so. We'll see. I'm Howie Carr.